Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Welcome back to Daily Stoic Cage, where we keep it real, keep it grounded, and keep you sharp as a tack. Today, we're diving into something super important: building strong, healthy relationships through emotional intelligence. Because let's be honest, who doesn't want better connections with the people they care about? We've all been there, maybe that awkward silence with a friend, or that heated argument that left you feeling drained. Ever felt like you just don't know how to bridge that gap? You know that feeling when words get tangled up and emotions run high? Well, fear not, because understanding emotional intelligence is like unlocking a secret code to healthier, happier relationships. So, what exactly are we talking about? Emotional intelligence isn't some fancy jargon reserved for self-help gurus. It's simply the ability to understand, use, and manage your own emotions in positive ways to relieve stress, communicate effectively, empathize with others, overcome challenges, and diffuse conflict. Think of it as your emotional superpower. Here are 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your relationship game. 1. Self-awareness is your compass. The first step to building strong relationships is understanding yourself. What triggers you? What makes you feel happy, sad, angry, or anxious? Pay attention to those emotions. They're giving you valuable clues about what you need and how you react to the world around you. Journaling, meditation, or even just taking a few moments each day to reflect can help you become more aware of your emotional landscape. 2. Empathy. Stepping into someone else's shoes. Ever heard the saying, walk a mile in someone else's shoes? Well, that's empathy in action. It's about genuinely trying to understand another person's perspective, even if you don't agree with them. When you can see things from their point of view, it helps build compassion and bridge those communication gaps. Active listening is key here. Really focus on what they are saying, both verbally and non-verbally. 3. Emotional regulation. Mastering your inner superhero. Emotions are powerful. Sometimes they feel like they're running the show. But remember, you're not a slave to your feelings. Emotional regulation is about learning to manage those intense emotions in a healthy way. Take deep breaths, practice mindfulness, or find healthy outlets for stress like exercise or spending time in nature. When you can stay calm under pressure, it creates a more peaceful and supportive environment for everyone involved. 4. Effective communication. Speaking your truth with kindness. Communication is the cornerstone of any relationship. It's about expressing your thoughts and feelings clearly and honestly, while also being respectful of the other person's perspective. Use I statements to avoid blaming or attacking. For example, instead of saying "you always make me feel," try saying "I feel" when. Be a good listener, ask clarifying questions, and be open to feedback. 5. Building trust. The foundation of lasting connections. Trust is earned, not given. It takes time, vulnerability, and consistency. Be reliable, keep your promises, and show up for the people you care about, even when it's tough. Be honest and transparent in your interactions, and create a safe space where people feel comfortable sharing their thoughts and feelings without judgment. Let's talk about a real-world example. Imagine you're having dinner with a friend and they start venting about a stressful situation at work. You could immediately jump in with advice, or try to fix their problems, which might come across as dismissive or overwhelming. Instead, practice empathy by saying something like, "That sounds really tough. I can see how frustrating that must be." Then, truly listen to what they're saying. Ask questions to understand their perspective, validate their feelings, and offer support without judgment. By using these principles of emotional intelligence, you'll build stronger, healthier relationships with the people who matter most. It's a journey, not a destination. Keep practicing, keep learning, and keep growing together. So remember, folks, building strong relationships is all about understanding yourself, connecting with others authentically, and navigating those tricky emotions with grace and compassion. Ready to level up your relationship game? Share this episode with a friend who could use some stark edge. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. I love hearing your thoughts and stories. Until next time, stay sharp, stay grounded, and keep those connections strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.